I feel the need to document this because I've been asking for signs from the universe on how to move forward with a career in speaking my truths when it comes to righting my wrongs. And I remember over a decade ago how I found myself, and I've said this in podcasts before, in a very dark place because I wasn't willing to say out loud what I wanted. And it was simply because I didn't know what I wanted. I thought I knew what I wanted out of life in a partner. Not out of life, but in a partner. And I was attracting people that were in the same place that I was, stuck and spinning my wheels and not knowing how to get out of it, and wondering why every relationship failed. And I found myself alone again. But there was something different about it this time. Okay, we're talking over a decade ago. All right. And I met this man that I knew absolutely nothing about. All I had were some pictures on MySpace. All right, some of you are probably going, what's MySpace? And he was so different. He wasn't a collector. And when I say collector, I mean when I looked at his friends list, it wasn't filled with half-naked women. No disrespect intended, okay? This is not about them. It was about the type of person that they want at the time, okay? And I'm looking, and it's all females dressed very scantily. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing. But they all had that in common. And when I looked at the friends list of this potential suitor, it was a very diverse and people of all ages, backgrounds, people of color. I mean, all of it, like all of it, like, okay. And then I looked at his photos, and there was photos of him, I remember, on a boat, and pictures of his children, pictures of his friends, pictures of his family. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, this is different. And he was very subtle and very kind and very, hi, how are you? How was your day? And this is all before we, like, even picked up the phone to talk to each other or met each other in person. But there was just something there that I can't explain. And even though my guard was very much up, I was willing to let him see mostly the hardened parts of me. And he didn't run away screaming. I was very guarded and very blunt and very, this is what I like and this is what I don't like. And he appreciated that. He appreciated my being honest. So this brings to me the next part of putting out into the universe what I want for the rest of my life in regards to my, I don't want to say career yet. I want to say what I'm supposed to be doing. And that is sharing with people the mistakes that I've made and what I've learned from them and how I moved on and how it created a different life for me. And I just feel like it's time to start that transition into serving my purpose. And it's scaring the hell out of me. And things I've noticed in my life don't shift until I'm honest. And I have not shared that part yet because I'm scared. I'm so scared of making my family financially devastated. I believe in all my heart that that is my purpose, is to serve and share my story, but it's no less frightening. It's frightening to me telling the universe what I wanted with a partner. And I let myself fall for this man, and he's never let me down. Not once in 12 years has he let me face anything alone. And I've been asking the universe for signs that it's time for me to jump. And I think of these very odd, obscure things during the day. And then I start talking to people, and out of nowhere, they say the obscure topic or obscure word. And I'm just sitting there or standing there, whatever the case may be, and I'm like, is this really happening? And you have to believe when the universe shows you that it's happening. And I'm still so scared to trust. And I know it's laying out this path for me. But it's not just about me, because I have a family to take care of as well. I have a family that needs me. I have a child that moved back home. And can't find a place to live that's affordable. He's so responsible. And, you know, we're trying to find him. Command Central. That's for him and the cat. The cat's living in the bathroom because we have a dog. And I started my logo back in August, or July, excuse me, July. And as soon as I started that, shit started rolling downhill. And I know those are obstacles that you're supposed to overcome to see how bad you want it. But I come with feelings, and sometimes I feel defeated, and what am I doing wrong, and what have I done to deserve this? I'm just trying to figure a way out, because I don't want to fucking work for corporate America anymore. There's nothing wrong with corporate America. Some people absolutely thrive in that environment, and they are able to sustain a living doing it. I cannot. It sucks the life out of me. I find no joy, and I get a paycheck, and I'm looking at this paycheck, and I'm like, you're not enough for me to sustain my life. Why do I keep showing up? Something is not right. This feels awful. And I know there's a shift happening in the universe. And it's a blind leap of faith to go out on your own. It's all well and good if you're by yourself and you don't have anybody to answer to, or you have, you know, some wealth behind you, no matter what it is, and it's really nothing you have to worry about. All your, all your essentials are being met. I don't have that. I'm fortunate to have a husband that makes more than me and picks up the rest. But I want to get to a point where I can pay both of our bills single-handedly. That is like the fucking dream. Is to make enough so we're both okay. And it's so scary to say it out loud. This is what I want. I want to make a living sharing my truth. I want to make a living making a difference in people's lives that it resonates with, that it plants the seed that we can all do better no matter how much we have messed up in our lives. We can always turn around and change it. You can't pay the mortgage with love. You can't pay the electricity bill with promises. You can't pay for anything that takes money with just hoping that it happens. All I can do is be honest and say, this is what I want. I found and connected with the man that inspires me, that loves me unconditionally. And it almost feels selfish to also want the career that brings satisfaction. There's no job in the world that's perfect. You're always, when you're making strides and waves, you're always going to run into opposition. But when you know that your purpose and what you have to say is constructive, it's very overpowering. I can't go back. I cannot go back to pretending that I'm just supposed to fucking work for a corporate and die. It doesn't feel natural to me. Pain is a reason to change. Pain is heavy. Pain should not consume my life. Again, it feels selfish to want it all. And I'm not saying for it to be perfect. That's not where I'm going with this. The perfect life, the perfect husband, the perfect children, the perfect job. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying 80% of the time with my spouse, with my children, with whatever I'm doing, should feel good and make me happy and be constructive and serve a purpose. I serve no purpose when I work for someone else or another entity, and it's so unfulfilling. God damn, yes, I know it pays the bills, but fucking barely. I don't want to live with I'm underwater with a straw. That is how I feel. I'm underwater with a fucking straw. And I know I'm not the only one who is drowning in not serving their purpose. I'm getting closer and closer. I can feel it because things are getting harder and harder. And I have to be able to release it emotionally and surrender. It feels like a second surrender. I keep nudging closer and closer to surrendering. And then I pull back. And then I come up with something else. And then I put another obstacle. Me, I put the other obstacle in front of me. Because I'm scared. I don't want to be responsible for losing our home. Or not being able to eat. Or any of that. I've been there. I've been. And I'm still fucking there where I can't afford shit. I'm so appreciative of what I have. But I shouldn't have to beg to be able to take my child out to lunch, for fucking sake. I shouldn't have to struggle this much at this age. Hence, why I share. Because I don't know why I have to do it, but I have to. And someday I'm going to look back and say it all made sense, but right now it just doesn't. And I make TikTok videos, and I do podcasts, and I try to talk to as many people as I can. And do the one thing my husband, he's been such an inspiration to me on doing the right thing. When you do the right thing, karma rewards you. And I feel like I don't deserve it. Hence why I block my own goals and sabotage them. I'm only going to get so many chances in this life. And when I start overeating and overeating and overeating, something is wrong. I am stuffing my feelings because I'm holding back. For the most part, I say what I gotta say. But there's a part of me that is holding back. And I need to let it go so that things can manifest and not stay stagnant. I make progress, and I make progress, and I make progress. And then when things start happening, I self-sabotage because I'm scared. And I've got to trust that everything is going to be okay. I've lived 52 years. I've been let go. I've been divorced. I've been fired. I've been at my lowest. I've seen dark days. I've seen it all. I've had my brother die. I've had my mother die. I'm watching my dad sink a little more every day. But I'm also watching things thrive. My daughter is thriving. My older son is thriving. My baby is with me right now. We're just not able to find him. Again, Command Central. That's affordable for a man that has a job. And last night he says, "Mom, I'm so sorry that I'm not finding a place. I had gotten off of work at 10 o'clock. And I got home," and he's always trying to see if I can spot him in the dark. And we're sitting at the counter, and I wasn't expecting that. It just out of nowhere, "Mom, I'm so sorry. I think I'm going to have to stay a little longer." And I'm just like, "Baby, it's going to be okay. It's all right. I know you're trying." He'll show me every day the phone calls that he's making and the prices that they're quoting him. And, you know, him and the cat need Command Central. it's just not coming fast enough, and we're paying $200 in storage fees, and there's just so much. And it's like, how bad do you want it? But as a human being, I'm allowed to feel defeated. Not for long. Not for long. And I just know that if I just surrender and say, this is hard and it hurts, and I'm going to trust that I'm going to wake up tomorrow and do it all again. Because hard times don't last forever. They just feel like it when you're going through it. Right? For the most part, my life is so good. I'm so lucky. But it's not enough. It's not enough. I want to give more of myself so I can help others. I can't be happy all the time. I can't be strong all the time. I can't put on my blinders all the time. I feel like everyone else. It would be so easy just to shut down, shut up, and just keep my head down and work my fucking ass off until I retire and then die. But that's not who I am. It's not who I am. And so I'm sharing this so I can surrender and invite the next phase into my life. And when I think about this, this is called growing pains. And I can't burst through to the next chapter unless I go through this. And I know in due time, I'm going to update you with some fucking fantastic news, because this is how it works. When I look back over my life, when I surrender, beautiful things happen. Sometimes things are going on in my husband's and my life and we don't talk about it. I go into survival mode. And I shut down and I'm very quiet and I concentrate on other things and I keep a smile on my face. And then when an opportunity presents itself, I say, babe, and I say what I have to say. And then it's like a new beginning. It's happened so many times and I didn't recognize the pattern the universe sets up for me. If I would just surrender like I did when I met my husband. 12 years, there's never been a day that I've looked at that man and said, what the fuck am I doing with this guy? Not one time. And now I need to do it with my purpose. I know that it's right. I know that it's a gift to be able to share my story and serve my purpose. And if I have to cry about it, if I have to make breakthroughs and share with you, then that's what I'm going to do. Because I know I'm not alone in this. I'm not alone, and neither are you. It's those growing pains. They even hit. I've talked about growing pains before. And you just heard me have one. Believe me, that was painful. But I know that I've put a tear in the fabric of my life. So I can keep moving and keep growing and keep learning. And I know doing this is going to bring something to me. Whether my son comes to me and says, Mom, I found a place. Or my daughter, mom, I think I'm in love. Or my other son, mom, I just got offered the job of my dreams. Or, you know, my husband saying, baby, I got great news. I'm working full time. Something good is going to happen. And I can't wait to update you with what it is. I can't tell you when it's going to happen because I don't even know. But it will. Because I'm discovering that's the pattern of how to get to the next level. That's all for now.